AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a new Instagram post from Savannah Guthrie.
It is day 24 since our mom was taken in the dark of night from her bed.
The Guthrie family is offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of her 84-year-old mother, Nancy, in Arizona. They're hoping to find her alive.
We also know that she may be lost. She may already be gone. She may have already gone home to the Lord that she loves and is dancing in heaven.
Savannah Guthrie says the family is hoping for a miracle.
If this is what is to be, then we will accept it.
Authorities believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does not have high expectations for President Trump's State of the Union address.
Tonight is going to be long, painful, and tedious for the American people. We know how tonight works. Trump will claim that everything in America is going great. He's in a huge bubble. America is deeply unhappy with Trump's leadership.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Trump economy is working.
We're putting more money back in your pockets. We're restoring peace through strength. We're defending our border and deporting criminal illegal aliens. We're standing up for American industry and manufacturing. And we're making American workers, not foreign countries, the clear winners in this American economy. Those are not talking points. That is what we have delivered.
A bill to require all aircraft flying around busy airports to have key locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions failed in the House. UK lawmakers have approved the release of confidential documents on former Prince Andrew. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports the Supreme Court released a ruling on mail delivery.
A divided Supreme Court has ruled that Americans cannot sue the U.S. Postal Service, even when employees deliberately refuse to deliver mail. By a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled against a Texas landlord who alleged her mail was intentionally withheld for 2 years. The landlord is Black and claims racial prejudice played a role in the postal employees' actions. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinions that the federal law generally shields the Postal Service from lawsuits over missing, lost, and undelivered mail, includes the intentional non-delivery of mail. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote in dissent that the immunity does not apply to situations when the decision to not deliver mail was driven by malicious reasons. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.